The RV Advisor, created to protect the rights of the RV enthusiast. Learn more at thervadvisor.com.
This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and joining me today, it is Marissa Robertson from Robertson's Rollout. And you can find them on Instagram, and we'll tell you all about that in a bit. Hey, Marissa, how you doing?
Pretty good.
We chatted for a moment ahead of time, and you said you're in Missouri, in a town called Nevada, which is spelled like Nevada, but pronounced Nevada. And you told me that you're just about 20 miles from the Kansas border. Is that right?
I mean, about 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes. Okay. All right. Well, you know, some people could, you know, can make it, I guess, 20 miles in 20 minutes if they're moving along, right?
Determined.
Right. So I see you're full-time RVers and a family of four, right?
Yes.
Great. Great. So how long have you been full-timing, actually?
So we started in 2019 mm-hmm. with just a little Coleman bumper pole, and we just fell in love with it. And we had our house, but we weren't living there. And here in the last year, we decided to quit paying a mortgage on a storage unit, basically.
Yeah.
And sold it and just completely committed to full time.
Wow, great. Great. So, and it allows you to kind of travel. And I know your husband works in different locations, and you're able to mm-hmm. kind of go where he needs to be, right?
Yes. Yeah.
What kind of work does he do that allows him to do that?
He works in the power lines.
So we've had that before. Yeah.
In Northern California for the fires, which is when we originally started living in a camper.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when he travels, he gets assigned certain locations, depending on needs and stuff. And 1 week you're, mm-hmm. or 1 month you're in California, the next month you're in Missouri, and then maybe it's New Jersey, something like that, yeah. Kind of moving around. Right. So how many states have you think you've hit with his work? A dozen or more or less, or how have you been making your way there?
Well, for him, it's a little bit different because he'll go in storms. So last year he was in Connecticut and New York. He was in just outside Chicago for a while. But as far as where we've taken our fifth wheel, we were in Redding in California. Yeah. And then last year we were in Oklahoma and then Kansas, and now we're in Missouri.
Yeah. You know, you got the kids with you, and their adjustment to that kind of moving along different places along the way has been okay for them. They've adapted pretty well.
They love it.
They do.
Yes. Great. And growing up, my husband didn't really get to travel. They didn't do family vacations and things like that. So it's really awesome for him that he feels like he can give that to our kids, and they have all new experiences and meet all new people all the time.
Well, that's terrific. We've had that phenomenon occur a few times on the show, and you know, it's such a great learning tool as well, because you know, you say you're homeschool your kids, but at the same time, they get to see a great big wide world out there, and you know, see how life is in many parts of the country. So that's got to be pretty exciting.
It is. We're actually from Kansas, which if you've ever driven through it, there's not much to look at. So yeah. I think that's part of what helped us to really fall in love with the lifestyle was we went to Northern California, where there's the mountains, we could go fly fishing, but we could also go to the beach mm-hmm. when, you know, a very short distance. So it's like, oh, there's so much out there that we could be doing that we've been missing all this time.
Yeah, yeah. I've not been to Kansas, but flown over it few times, but haven't actually been on the ground. But I do know that it's pretty flat, and there's, you know, just as far as the eye can see, fields and not a ton to see geographically outside of a lot of endless fields, right?
Yes.
But it's a great state. We got a good friend who lives there, and you know it. But we got to get out there sometime. We have to. Now, what part of Kansas are you from? Are you from near the border with Missouri, like Kansas City area, or where are you from?
We actually are from Derby, which is just right outside Wichita.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So, it sounds like you guys have gotten a pretty cool little system going there with Cody working in different locations and bringing the whole family along. And you also, I'm assuming that I'm looking at, again, at your Instagram page, Waffles is your dog?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Gotcha. What kind of dog is Waffles?
She is a Pyrenees and Golden Retriever.
Ah, very nice. Very nice. You can visit visit Marissa and Cody's Instagram page at robertsons.rollout. Robertsons.rollout. And you go to Instagram and just / and there you go. You'll find them, some cool pictures. And it's very, very nice travel site to check out. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Marissa in just a moment. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. Stay tuned.
The RV Advisor was created for you to protect your rights as an RV enthusiast and arm you with the knowledge to navigate the complex RV industry. There's strength in numbers, and that's why we've built a nationwide network of RV owners, empowering you with the advice you can trust at rvadvisor.com.
We're back on the RV Advisor Podcast. My guest is Marissa Robertson from Robertson's Rollout. You can find them on Instagram at robertsons.rollout, and they can check out their picture. They've got almost 1,200 followers right now, and that number is growing. So join in on the party and check it out. And I'll tell you, you know, some really cool pictures here, some beautiful places, great spots that you've visited. Close to home in Kansas and in Missouri, but then other spots as well. And I see you've reeled in some pretty good sized fish as well. You guys really enjoy the outdoors. That's like high on your list of things to do, right?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, and in particular, is it hiking, fishing, or are you guys winter sports people and you like to ski? Or tell us a little bit about what you like to do in the outdoors.
I would say a little bit of everything. My husband is not so much a winter sports person because he has to work in the snow.
Yeah.
But we love surfing on out on the lake behind a boat. We like that. Actually, my three-year-old got on the surfboard with my husband recently, no fear, and just did it. We also love hiking, but we do really love fishing.
Yeah. I'm looking at one picture here where you reeled in something pretty big. Trying to see what kind of fish it is.
I believe it was a catfish.
Catfish. Okay. Terrific. Mm-hmm. That's great. And you got your the interior. I see some interior shots of your fifth wheel, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Really, really looks very, very nice. That you guys have really adjusted well to life on the road. And it's even though it's a little smaller than your typical brick and mortar. There's nothing like taking your home with you when you're seeing all these great places. Speaking of great places, it's back to Northern California. That's a trip that you've got planned right after the beginning of next year, right? Right after the turn of the year. Yeah, share with us some plans there. What are you planning on doing?
Well, we loved being there as it was. Another thing we did when we were there was fly fishing. One of our great friends was a guide. He is Scott's fishing up in Redding. And we got to do that, which was something we're looking forward to doing again. We also have a group of friends that we'll be able to go travel with. They also travel in fish hills. So that'll be something that we're really excited about, meet up with them and also be in the environment and just be more outdoors.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because a lot of times we'll hear stories of folks that they connect with somebody maybe in their own sort of in their own age bracket, and they too have kids or something like that, and the kids connect and it often becomes a lifelong friendship, and you know you meet up with folks, and it's pretty cool when that happens.
It is, and I always say that people that travel or live full time in RVs are the happiest people. They always just seem to be so friendly, so happy, and it's just very refreshing.
Yeah. Well, you know, in a lot of ways, I think there's one of the common things is just the appreciation for where you are in the moment and the curiosity. You know, it's like, well, you know, let's see where the road takes us. And you know, we've never seen that before. So I'm really curious to see that. I want to share it with my kids, that kind of a thing. And I think all of the community of RVers out there tend to fit that model, you know, where they're always, you know, doing that. And it sounds like you folks are right there. You really are enjoying this lifestyle.
Yes. And it's easy to enjoy it, really.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's you guys are very young and you've got a lot of years ahead of you and a lot to explore. And you know, we're finding more and more millennials and folks, you know, right in your age bracket are doing this. And you know, where before, and we've said this before, it almost always exclusively was like the retiree thing to do, you know.
Yes.
And there's still a lot of those folks out there, of course. But more and more we're seeing people in your age bracket. What do you think, you know, what was your inspiration to do that? And do you find that you run into a lot of people your own age?
We do. It seems to be a lot of tradesmen that travel for work. And then, you know, you get tired of being away from your husband, and the kids get tired of being away from their dad. And once you do it, you do just fall in love with it. And it's just such a freeing lifestyle for so many reasons. Financially, you know, you get out of the hamster wheel of day-to-day life, and it's, you just see a whole other side of living basically the retired life while you're still in your working years.
I think it's great. And, you know, everybody in the family really benefits, I think, from this kind of lifestyle. Well, it was great to visit with you. And where to next, you think? How long do you think you're going to be in Nevada, Missouri?
Well, that is actually an interesting question, because right now we are in limbo waiting to hear. It could be in a week, it could be 2 weeks, and we have no idea where we're going right now. But the plus side is you can pretty much find RV parks anywhere.
Pretty much. Yeah, they are plentiful, and in the most sometimes unexpected locations. Like, wow, really? There's one here? Yeah, there's one there.
it's not near as stressful when all you have to do is pull the slides in and hook up and leave, rather than, well, we have to find somewhere to move into, we have to pack everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, whenever we find out, we find out.
Right. Exactly. So. Now it's great. It is quite convenient when you've got everything on wheels and you just motor on to the next place. Pretty cool. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Marissa, for joining us. Our best to your family, to Cody and the kids. and safe travels wherever the road takes you next time.
Well, thank you.
My guest has been Marissa Robertson. It is robertson.rollout when you go to Robertsons, plural, robertsons.rollout. Yeah. When you go to Instagram, you can check out their page. There's also a link to other places to visit with them. You know, you can do the website stuff and everything else, other social media things. So you can click on that as well. The full-time RV family, living the line life, as it says right there on their Instagram page. Marissa, thanks again. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. We'll be back in just a moment.
Buying an RV is an exciting moment, like buying a new house. You should inspect the RV and the contracts thoroughly. You may not know what to look for, and that's where the RV Advisor comes in. GG and her experts are here for you at rvadvisor.com.
Welcome back to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. Just a reminder, visit our Good Deeds Club. Just go to thervadvisor.com, thervadvisor.com, and page down a little bit, and you'll see it. Join if you haven't already, and get in on all the fun and interaction with your fellow RVers. And you can join very simply. It's absolutely free. So just join us at thervadvisor.com. Scroll down, and you'll see it, the Good Deeds Club. Also, make sure to register your vehicle at the rvaca.org, rvaca.org. That's rvaca.org. Thanks so much for watching. Have a great rest of the week. We'll see you on Friday. So long, everybody.